Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
2 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Lights. Brighten your holiday this year. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Last night, we got two Monday Night Football games. That's not the norm. You know the NFL does this as the season starts.
Boo!
They have their early game, which was like 7 o'clock, by the way. So you probably got home or you were at home like, hey, there's a game on. The late game, it's funny because we were talking in our pre-show meeting about this, how it's become difficult to stay up late for any event. All right, we had a great boxing match that was on Netflix this weekend with Terrence Crawford.
I slept through rounds 6 through 10.
Well, it didn't
Came back to round the 11th round.
It didn't start until 12:30 or so. Like, it was 9:30 in Vegas, but the point is, okay, you want me to stay up to this. So last night, that late game, Chargers and Raiders, it's funny, Diddy was like, man, I thought I was going to stay up, but I ended up falling asleep.
Hey, I mean, look, it's not even just an old guy thing. I mean, you could be in your 20s. You got a full day. You get up early or you hit the gym in the morning. I mean, you know, your butt is dragging. So I know I was going to save it for guy talk, but just real quick. A lot of folks, I saw it on social media today. You know that guy does that Norman Rockwell with the guy in the town hall meeting. Looks like Abe Lincoln, and he'll die on this hill. And I agreed with the point. The point the guy made is these games suck. Just one game on Monday night. You're ruining it. You're killing your father with this. Like, try to stay up. I don't like it. I'm old school. One game.
No, look, the issue is not that I don't want more football, because I do. The issue is I'm not going to be up till 1 a.m. watching.
Right. And give me the best possible game. Texans-Bucks was the better game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Raiders, I thought they kept in. They hung close. And then Chargers kind of, you know, did their thing. But, you know, Baker, I know you're I don't steal your tease about Baker. But, man, the Bucks, a business-like effort. And real quick, because, you know, you have a lot of contacts in Houston. C.J. Stroud took a big step backwards last year.
They fired the OC, Mike.
Where are they at? Where is Houston at?
So, remember, Slovic was the OC. And for those who don't remember, when Stroud got there, Slovic was a guy that was interviewing for head coaching jobs.
He was here.
Okay.
Remember, he was here.
So, bottom line is, they let him go, and the new coordinator is a guy that was with Ryan in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan. Mm. And the idea was he was going to come in, and C.J. Stroud was going to get better. Last night, C.J. didn't necessarily look good. He made some errant throws. It's fourth and one, man. It's fourth and one. You got Nick Chubb. Run the football, and you're trying to do play action, and he overthrows the guy in the end zone. I'm with you, Mike. I think C.J. Stroud, for all the conversation, and it's not like he forgot Kirk Cousins. He didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Right, right,
right. I think the offense is different, and he's maybe not as comfortable as he once was, but that first year was like, man, he's Jaden Daniels. And then Jaden Daniels came in, and he outdid C.J. Stroud's rookie year. So I don't think it's the kid. I think it's more about what they're trying to do because he has some weapons.
Right, and I think that was why you saw so many, not everybody, there was a lot of narrative, well, the Commander's going to take a step back. Well, we know now that Jaden Daniels isn't 100%. We found out that he's got a bit of an issue. So whether that was why the mobility wasn't there the first game you saw him against the Packers, maybe nationally, I don't know. But all of a sudden you look at, and people just imagine, well, they'll take a step back. Bo Nix kind of fueled that fire with a horrible week one performance, and he bounced back. Still turned the ball over a little too much, so I think Sean Payton's going to be riding his butt on that. But that was a big bounce back. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones is 2-0.
I know. And more importantly, I want to, Day-Day, you might want to check this, because when I saw it, I thought it was a misprint. they haven't punted yet. They've yet to have a punt. And I was like, no, that can't be right. That's how efficient the offense has been for the Colts. And remember, last week they needed 2 field goal attempts. Sorry, Big O. That's a bad beat. They've yet to punt.
Yeah, first NFL team to not punt in either of their first 2 games.
Unbelievable. Like, that's how good things are going. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of the Bucs beating the Texans, yes, he plays in our division. I think he's the most underrated quarterback, and that is Baker Mayfield. He just finds a way. And even when it's not pretty, and last night was certainly not pretty, he had a scramble to save a drive and really put them and continue them in scoring position. I don't know what it is, Mike, but he's renewed.
Right.
And now do you look at his Cleveland run differently? Because in Cleveland, it was all Baker's fault. He's not any good. He can't do that. And now you look and you go, well, wow, he's in the right situation. Was it Baker or was it the disaster of the Cleveland Browns and their organization?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that Baker, you brought this up a few times over the years, he's matured. You know, I mean, I think he came out, you know, there was, I'm not saying it was like dysfunction like Johnny Manziel, but there was a bit of an ego that he had to check. But then in his defense, because we used to have these arguments back in the day with Squidbelly, Bo Morgan's now on the morning shift. He was our producer here on Dukes and Bell. He's like, he's had 4 different offensive coordinators. You know, and that was always, you know, Bo's excuse.
He did.
And it was, we used to say it was an excuse, but we have come to appreciate Baker. So Squid, we'll give you that a boy. But, you know, any young quarterback developing, especially if they're going to pull the rug out from you with a game plan, right? It goes from one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
So that's a dysfunctional thing about Cleveland. Baker's in a good spot. He still had multiple offensive coordinators in Tampa Bay. He's on another one this year.
I know, and he's playing really well. 25 of 38, 215 last night, 2 touchdowns. They win. Let's get to the daily download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
All you need to do is listen to the ladies' man, Todd Bowles, talk about how clutch Baker is. He said this after that fourth down scramble that really saved the game for the Bucs last night.
That was a heck of a job of situational football. Really, Baker on a 4th and 10, using his legs to get the first down, that kind of catapulted everything from there. Everything we practiced, everything we've talked about, and everything we've done about finishing the ball game, they did a heck of a job finishing.
What about Baker on not winning close games last year? This is what he said. Maybe a little motivation because they felt like they should have won more of these kinds of games, even though they made the playoffs.
Culture, and culture helps you win ball games, especially on the road. The resiliency and the times we practice it over and over and over. We have some good battles in practice, and they know what to do by what coverage and what to see and how they're going to react to it, and everybody's bought in.
Yeah, that's Todd Bowles talking about the 2-minute drill.
Right, and they just get it done. So that's why, you know, when we were debating just what exactly, you know, we should be expecting in week one, it reminded you a lot of the Steelers game. We were so close. That's why, and we'll ask Coach Rob, I mean, maybe we will, maybe we won't.
What?
Nothing's going to freaking change.
What do you mean?
We never play the starters in the preseason.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if that would have helped us.
No, you're
I mean,
right.
I know that.
Change.
I mean, you could find you could find teams. Look, the Chiefs started their starters and they slept walked through a couple of games this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's what works for somebody doesn't work for another team. But
yeah, but the Chiefs are banged up offensively. It's a different reason why they're not winning.
Right. I just felt that I don't think there's something bad. I think something good comes from having your starters having a couple of series in the preseason. Regardless, this Bucs game was still winnable. But the Bucs, to Carl's point, show you how they know how to win those games.
They do.
And we don't necessarily have to know how to win those games just yet.
Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. What about the second game that Mike did not stay up for? Chargers-Raiders. Chargers beat the Raiders. The Raiders, 20-9. Justin Herbert, 19-27, 242, 2 touchdowns. Pete Carroll was talking about this controversy, Mike, with Tom Brady in the booth. He was asked after the game about it. Listen to what Pete Carroll said.
We have conversations. I talk to Tom. Chip talks to Tom regularly. I mean, we have a tremendous asset. And so, you know, and we all get along well and we respect each other. And so we just talk, you know, about life and football and whatever it comes. And he has great insight. So we're lucky to have him as an owner.
Yeah. So you were talking about life on the headset last night? Is that what he was talking about? Where Tom vacationed? I mean, was he on the headset going, Pete, hell of a game, man. You know, when I was in Italy earlier this year, I mean, they weren't having that conversation.
Hey, Coach, Tom up here in the booth. Hey, sorry to bother you. Do you like Capri or do you like to stay at Positano? Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Brady is a brilliant football mind. We know what he's capable of. I'm so ready for him to not be in the booth. We started this show earlier. If this is the thing that gets him out of the booth or gets Fox to realize he's not that good and make him void the contract, and not, good luck with that. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
But yeah, I'm so nonplussed with Brady doing his national games. Love Greg Olson, but he is a resource for the Raiders. Raiders are not going to turn that battleship around in 1 year, but you know. Maybe there's some things. How long is Pete going to stick around? And that's what I wonder.
Well,
at his age,
if Geno Smith keeps throwing picks, he had three last night. I don't know how long Pete Carroll's going to be around. Pete Carroll was talking about his quarterback.
Yeah, well, he took a couple shots. You know, he threw a couple bombs down there, and one of them was on about the two, and the other one was in the end zone. I think if that's right. Yeah, the reason that he got there, because we had time to hold the football, so we protected okay, and we didn't get the ball thrown underneath. That's what I wish we would have done. I wish we would have not taken those shots. You know, and they looked a little like you know, we had to score quick or something. I don't feel like that when we play is the way that we should ever play. But so we got to take what's there, and we got to take a look at the film, and I got to see why that happened like that. Just surprised.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We haven't looked like that at all at any time. So
okay,
that's the first
if Pete
time
keeps rambling out like this, maybe he's quitting before we
yeah. So it's a nice way of saying that Geno panicked and just threw it up for grabs. You know, that's basically what he's saying, kids. But I like Geno. I like his game. But, I mean, there's always a ceiling with Geno Smith. You know, and that's kind of like what Pete just described. That happens usually late in the season or in the postseason with him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.